Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory on Monday in the country's presidential election, but opposition rival Edmundo Gonzalez claimed he was the victor and had the polling to prove it, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The United States has said it has serious concerns that the results announced by the Electoral Authority do not reflect the votes of the people. Meanwhile, reactions from Latin American leaders were mixed. Argentine President Javier Milei called the official result a fraud, while Costa Rica and Peru rejected it, and Chile said it would not accept any result that was not verifiable. Russia and Cuba cheered Maduro's victory.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A crowd of angry demonstrators protested Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday as he visited the site of Saturday's rocket strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Dozens of people chanted, "Get out," and "Bibi is a murderer," holding signs as the prime minister met with local officials. During the visit, Netanyahu pledged to give a strong response to the deadly strike, which has been blamed on Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has denied any connection with the incident. British police say two children have died and 11 people injured in a stabbing in northwest England. Merseyside police said a 17-year-old boy was arrested and a knife seized after the bloody attack on Monday in Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. Police say the attack happened at a community center where a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga event for primary school-aged children was held. A nearby shop owner says he saw between 7 and 10 bleeding children run from the building. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the attack horrendous and deeply